Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
What's up, everybody? You tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. Hey, y'all know what time it is. It's Relationship Thursday. We're here on a special time tonight, man. I had to take care of a few things, so I'm coming to you a little later than ordinary. We ordinarily come at 7 o'clock, but we're going to broadcast at 10:30 tonight. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the show, man. I hope you all are having a good day and have a great weekend and be safe. But I'm gonna jump right into it. It's Relationship Thursday, and you saw what if you looked at the show notes and what the show was going to be about today. I'm talking about black men, and I'm talking about African-American men and black women. And it's time for the brothers to get our shit together. And so excuse my language, but I have to put it in that tone because I'm talking straight to the black men. And I'm going to touch on the sisters just a little bit. But, you know, we are in a time right now where it seems like we're under siege. It seems like racism, crime against ourselves is kind of rearing its ugly head. And so if it's any time that we need to pull together, this is the time that black on black relationships need to stand strong. It has to stand strong. So, you know, I wanted to touch on that because and I just wanted to give a few thoughts of my own. You know, I want to label my thoughts and I want to say how I feel about the particular situations. And I don't want to give it a doomsday sort of feel. But I just want us to talk about it a little bit and give you something to kind of think about and to take back, you know, to the person that you're dealing with. If you're married, if you're not married, but in a relationship, long-term relationship. And you know, I'm just going to let it rip this evening. I'm just going to let it go. Yesterday, I was really on the podcast. I was really upset because of what happened in the Chicago area, in Waukegan, Illinois. It's about 45 minutes north of Chicago. And then what happened in Philadelphia. So it's a lot of stuff going on. But I jump right into it. I'm not going to keep you long, but I really want to get this out. Black men, I said it on the title. It's time for us to get our shit together. And what I mean by that is that we need to take the leadership role in our relationships. And so I understand that if you're single and you want to play the field, that's cool. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you do that. We have to be honest about it. And we have to be honest with our partners that we're in relationships with. Because, brothers, we know a lot of times we have our main woman and then we have about 7 or 8 other women that we having sex with. Time to clean that up. If we're going to do that, we might as well just be honest and transparent right out the gate. Time out for the BS. Time out for us, you know, running around from woman to woman to woman. That's crazy. And let me tell you, I mean, when I was younger, you know, in my younger days, in my early 20s, yeah, I did foolishness like that. But I was young, and a lot of us are young. So when you're young, and I'm going to give some kind of get some leeway, you know, from 19 or 18 to 25 or 26. Yeah, you're going to do a lot of different things, you know, and really for a lot of men, it's not until they turn 30 that they kind of realize that they want to get married. And probably that's the time you should look at getting married between, when you're like 32. So that should happen during that time. But if you're going to play the field, even in those age groups, you need to be honest. You need to be transparent. You need to tell a woman, listen, I have other women. If you're down with that, then you be down with that. But if not, if you're going to be deceptive and you're going to play the field and you're going to have all these different women, you know, and sometimes, you know, things happen. Women get pregnant and you know, you have a whole totally different situation. We need to clean that up. We got to clean that up. Sometimes we're just out here like we just want to conquer. We just want to have as much sex as possible. You know, that's all right, I guess, when you're young. But you need to tell that person that you're with that, hey, I got other women. I mean, that's super confident. That's confident. That's real. If that woman accepts that, then that's okay. But it's wrong for us to indulge and engage with a woman and we're deceiving her. It's not right. Because you wouldn't want anybody to treat your mother like that. Wouldn't want that. So why would you do that to somebody else? You have to break that cycle. So if we're going to have relationships with other multiple women, we need to tell them straight off. And women, if you accept that, now here's the thing. If you want to play that game, you play in that game. You can't get upset if he has multiple women and you know about it. You know about it. You can't get upset because it's your choice if you want to deal with that person. It's just what it is. And women ask, well, why do men do this? Why do they have all these women? What am I doing wrong? It's nothing that you're doing wrong. It's just in the nature of a man at that particular time in his age range that he wants to have multiple women and have sex with multiple women because he's still trying to figure some things out. My thing is this. If I'm going to do that, then I need to be honest. I need to be upfront because I need to give you a choice. You need to have a choice as to whether you want to be in that relationship or not. If that young man is having multiple women. Now, I'm going to talk to the older brothers. If you 50 years old, you still doing things in your 20s, wasted 30 years. And that's a quote by Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all time. If you still doing things, if you're 50 years old and you still doing things in, that resembles your 20s, you've wasted 30 years of your life. Because at 50, man, you know better. If you still out here playing, you still out here trying to mack on women and get up with women, dude, stop it. You know better. And if you married, that's an even different situation because you shouldn't be out here playing at the age of 50. That makes no sense. You know better. You're seasoned. With the program, brothers, it's time to step up our game, man. And if you married at 50 and your relationship with your wife, man, you're doing a whole bunch of damage. You're destroying your family, potentially, especially today in today's society with social media. People could put you out there. Women could take pictures. There was a pastor in Chicago who's married. I mean, pastor of the church. I'm not going to say who it is. But, man, he got caught with his penis hanging out. Chick took a picture of him and tried to blackmail him. Dude, what are you doing? You're the pastor of one of the most popular churches in America. You get caught with your dick out, chick taking your picture. She tried to blackmail you. You don't want to pay her. Understood. But now that's all over social media. It's all over every place. So you embarrass yourself and your family. Children. Come on, man. Brothers, we got to be smarter than that. We got to learn how to control ourselves. Self-control. Yes, women are beautiful. There are a lot of beautiful women out here. But you have a beautiful woman at home. And you need to take care of home. And women, I'm going to say this to you. It's not necessarily your fault when things happen, because a lot of times women like to take the blame. They like to take the blame for things that happen, but that's not always the case. It's not always the case. And I'm not here to take sides, or I'm not here to browbeat up on the brothers, but I'm just saying we have to be able to be mature enough to handle situations, especially if you're over the age of, you know, 40. You should have it together. You should know what you want. You should be secure in your relationship. You should not be out in the streets trying to mack up and get up on women. That is not how we should be, especially in today's society. It's too much going on, and we don't need our families destroyed. We need our families stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. If you got multiple women on your hip, come on, man. Pull that up. Pull that up. You got to take care of home. You got to take care of your family. If you're going through a midlife crisis, then you need to talk to somebody. You need to go get some help. It's okay. It's really okay. Because men do go through those things. We do go through those. And ladies, just like you all go through menopause, men go through things too. I said it. Brothers, we go through our, I ain't calling it menopause because we ain't have no damn menopause. But we damn sure go through a midlife crisis. All of us. When you hit 40s, you want to be back at 20. You want to be young again. You start hitting the gym. You look at that car that you want, that red sports car. You want to ride around. You want to have the chain on your neck. You want to ride around with the nice watch. You want to impress the young ladies. Come on, man. That happens, but you got to recognize it. You have to recognize that, and you have to do something about it. That's the time when you really need to focus in on your family. That's the time you need to focus in on building your business. Brothers, we got to step that up. And women, you all have to understand that. You can't get frustrated. You can't try to control your man. You can't check his phone 24/7. That's juvenile. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's juvenile. Can't be checking his phone. Can't be going through social media seeing, because then the trust is not, if the trust is not there, then you might as well forget it. If you got to do all that in a relationship, then you don't need to be in that relationship. Can't be grabbing his phone. I want to see what's in there. What is that going to do? If you got to go, if you have to resort to those things, the relationship is not worth it. Yeah, men do stupid things. We've done stupid things. I've done stupid things. We've all done stupid things before. It's a learning process. When you learn, if you do something wrong and you learn, then you shouldn't do it again. You shouldn't repeat those things. You should not. And there's no excuse. And as men, a lot of times we glorify that. Yeah, man, you got a lot of women. Ooh, man, you got, ooh, you the man. Come on, man, that ain't cool. It's not. It's not cool. That's not how we rock. That's not how we should rock anyway. Yes, women are attractive. Okay. Men are attractive too, because no, brothers, because a lot of times we think, oh, we the only ones that feel that way. Know that your woman feels the same way too. Notice that she looks at other men too. Know that she fantasizes about other men too. Don't get it twisted. And I know our ego won't allow us to think that way, but it does happen. You're not the only one. You're not. It's plenty of other brothers. And while you out sticking and moving, somebody be sticking and moving on your wife or your girl. Yeah, this relationship Thursdays, I'm kicking some real stuff. I'm just telling the truth. At some point in time, we have to come together and say, you know what? I've chosen the person that I want to be with, and this is the person that I want to be with the rest of my life. If you don't want that, then you should not be with them. And you should be honest and say, listen, you know what? It's time to move on. We've been together for 30 years. I want to do something different. Yeah, it might hurt, but guess what? At least you're honest. At least you're honest and you move on. That's on you. Now, it's going to cost you if you marry, because, you know, that's a contract. The track of con. That's what the contract is. So if you get, you know, you want to move on in your life at, you know, the kids out the house and everybody's gone and you decide, you know, you want to move on, then that's going to cost you. Either way, both sides. You're going to have to split the house, split the car, split the kids. Well, kids are gone. So, you know, they ain't really tripping on it, I guess. So much so, I mean, from a financial standpoint. But just know that, you know, there are things there. People have to have the heart to stay together. People have to have the heart to say, you know what? We're going to work this relationship out. Both parties need to be in and all bought in. They should be bought in. Not step on. Move around. Let's move around. It's okay to move around. It's okay to tell a person, you know what? I just don't want to do it. It's better to do that than to sleep with 1,000 different women or women sleeping with, you know, that man. You know, hey, what they say, that outside thing make them chicks sick. Yeah, true. So the relationships, you know, it's a tough deal. And I'm you know what, I'm not saying anything that, you know, I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything like that. I'm just saying what needs to be said right now. And it's time for us as men, and it's time for us as women. Women, you can't be such a nag all the time. You can't be controlling on low-key control. Always, you know, in your man's business, asking where he's going and who's he going out with. You can't be doing that all the time. When he wants to take a trip, you can't be like, oh, well, you can't take no trip, but you take your trips all the time with the girls. That's what you say. I'm just saying, you know, you can't be so controlling. You have to let the man be the man. You have to let him have his friends. You have to let him go out and do things. That's what men do. And if, you know, you have to be secure in your relationship and hope that your man is not out there doing anything crazy. And if he's out there doing something crazy and it comes to light, then you handle it accordingly. If you decide to stay, you stay. If you decide to go, then you go. But you shouldn't be no doormat. You shouldn't be abused. Man cheat on your ass 10 times. I mean, damn, how long are you going to keep staying? You can't blame nobody but yourself on that one. If he's cheating multiple times and you still there, that's on you. After a while, yeah, he doing what he does. But at some point, you have to take a stance and say, you know what? I'm done with this relationship. I'm out. You're not going to play me like that. You have to have the self-esteem and confidence to make that move. And you can't be locked in because of finance. Because you're a human being first. You're a woman first. Same thing with the brothers. Same situations. You have women who cheat on their man. The man stays. For whatever reason, he stays. But you got to position yourself. If you know this person is out here in the streets, I mean, it's a disrespect if they're out in the streets. It is. It's a disrespect. But at some point, you have to respect yourself. And when does that happen? Where does self-respect come in? Because that's what you're going to need in order to push yourself and your relationship forward. My thing is this. We live in some trying times right now. We don't have time for extra stress. We don't. We're seeing what happened. Police beating up our women, shooting our men. When are we going to stand up? And I know there's a lot of brothers out there standing up, doing a lot of great things. But when are we going to stand up, really stand up from an economic standpoint and help build our communities and help put our women in mansions and castles? We have to do that. We have to make those moves. Tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. This is Relationship Thursday. And so I hope that this is helping somebody. I hope that, you know, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to be holier than now. That's not my objective of this. And so I hope people don't get that. My thing is just to talk about it and lay it out there. If people need to talk about the relationships. They need to talk about what goes on in their relationships. They need to communicate. You need to communicate better. What are your love languages? People don't know. You need to understand. Take the time to read. Invest in your relationships. Invest in your relationship. I'm not saying marriage is perfect. If you're married, marriage is not perfect. It's not. They don't give you the playbook on it. You know, in the movies, they show relationships and people, you know, they go off walking hand in hand. And, you know, they go and the movie goes off and the good music plays and Love Jones, you know, they in the rain talking and all that old kind of bullshit. Nah, what happened after that? What happened to Nia Long and Lorenz Tate after that? 20 years or so after that. What was their relationship like then? What did they go through then? What were the struggles then? How did they overcome them? Or did they even overcome them? Did they get a divorce? I'm just using hypotheticals, but I'm just saying. What happens in relationships? It's not perfect. You're talking about two individuals, especially in marriage. I'm talking to married people right now. Especially in marriage, you have two. If you've been married for 20 years, my wife and I have been together 21 years, married 26 altogether. You're talking about a person that's been my roommate for about 25 years. We've been living together for about 25 years. Imagine that. There's some things you're not going to like. You're not going to like the hair on the sink. She's not going to like the piss on the floor. On the toilet seat. She's not going to like when I don't do something that she asked me to do 100 times. She's not going to like that. I'm not going to like the arguments and being called out. It happens. But then there are the great times. The loving times. Making love times. Those are the great times. The family times. The going places. The trips. Those are all the wonderful things that happen in relationships. The sitting down watching Netflix or a movie or whatever. Those are the great times. Those are the things that you cherish. So if the good outweighs the bad, then you stay with it. And you try to stay consistent. You try to keep your relationship spicy. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you've been in a relationship with somebody for 10 years and you're not married, and they don't, and a man, I'm telling you right now, if a man is with you for 10 or more years and he dropped that ring, let that nigga go. Excuse my language. I didn't mean to say that. I don't like using the N word. Let him go. He ain't worth it. I'm telling you, women, you all have to be in control. And I'm not just, you know, I'm not spitting out info. Brothers, I ain't snitching out, but I'm just talking. I'm keeping it real. Women, you have what most majority of men who are straight. One, we love having sex with you. You have that. So let's just say you're not in a relationship, but you got a man. He's dangling around. He's not being serious with you. You have to control that relationship. You have to use whatever. You have to say, look, I'm in control. I decide when we do X, Y, Z. I decide when I come see you. I'll decide when I want to have sex with you. I'll decide when I want to go to the movies with you. You can't be the other way around. And you can't be so desperate that you just fall for anything. You can't be. You have to open yourself up for others. You have to. It's a tough situation. I understand it. But you have to be in control of that situation. Because once you control that situation, then you can tell and dictate to that man what the terms are. But if you've been with him for 10 years or 5 years and he hasn't dropped that ring, it's time to move on. It's not like we live for 400 or 500 years. We got a lifespan. There's a lifespan. So if he's not honoring that, he ain't stepping up to that, then man, gone. Look, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for it. You got to keep it pushing. You got to move on. You got to go to the next level. And you got to open yourself up. There are men, believe me, women, there are men out there that will want you, but you have to open yourself up to them. And yes, you have a lot of men out here and a lot of women like these brothers that are players and that like to move around. If you like that, then you got to take what comes with it. Take what comes with it. Be a player, player, and you like player, players, then you got to take that. Because you got to know that he's not going to be committed to you. So why would you commit yourself to somebody that's not going to be committed to you? Why would you allow that to control who you are as a person? I'm just putting it out there today. I didn't want to come here a long time and just go with this Relationship Thursday right here on the Jeff Thomas Show. I thank everybody that's listening to the show. I always appreciate the listeners. If you like the podcast, you know, subscribe on Apple, anywhere you can find your podcast. I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on a lot of different formats. So, you know, tell me what you think. Write me a review. Let me know. I'm giving a call and response. If you listen on iTunes, you know, give me a review. Tell me what you think. I'm always open to it. I'm always open to the criticism. I'm open to the praise. I'm open to it all. I'm on Facebook. You can get us on Facebook, the Jeff Thomas Show. So wherever you know, you can try to link up, whatever. You can find a podcast there if you know you out there. But I just want people to be real. I want black on black love to be a positive thing. I didn't see a lot of that when I grew up. I didn't. My mom was divorced twice. You know, hurt to me, in my opinion. I mean, I was young with her first husband, so I really didn't get a chance to know. Second husband, a little wishy-washy to me. I wasn't really crazy about it. Caught him out there. I caught him myself with another woman. He didn't know. I saw him in the car driving with another woman. I'm out with my cousins. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I had to look at that like, damn, man, what is you doing? What type of example are you setting? He didn't think that I saw him, but I saw him. He didn't even know. I never mentioned it to my mom because I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to hurt her. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you see these things as a youngster coming up and you see a lot of negativity in relationships, then that's going to carry over. It's going to carry over to the young men. If you have boys, it's going to carry over to the young ladies. They're going to act out exactly how you act out because they think that that's the right way. They think that that's the right way. And that has to change because we need healthy relationships in the black community. We don't need any negativity in the black community. We need positive relationships. Relationships need to be positive. If we can't work together and build, we should be building. My wife and I, we're trying to build things. And that's where you should be. Build things to leave to the next generation. That's what you want to do. That's where you want to be. And so we need to bring these things. We need to mesh them together. Because if we don't mesh them together, guess what happens? It's piss poor. It's piss poor. It's just what it is. So, you know, I'm hoping that people could kind of realize that, man, we got to keep our dick in our pants, control ourselves. We can control ourselves. Yeah, you see a girl with a fat one. Okay, yeah, that's just that. But trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. I'm just saying. Bell B of DeVoe. I don't want that's who that belongs to. So, you know, I don't want nobody to think I'm, you know, using it and I'm not getting paid from it. I'm just saying, it's you can't always do that. And brothers, we know that. For a minute, it's like a roller coaster ride. It's a cheap thrill. Lasts for a few seconds, and then we move on. Or do we go back to the same one? But at some point, man, we got to step it up. We got to move on. We got to get out our own way. We got to make a way for positivity. We got to make a way to do things positive. We got to make a way for our relationships to be positive. Women, y'all got to support us. Can't down us all the time. Yeah, we mess up. Let us know we mess up. Be stern, hold us accountable. But we don't need to be browbeat. You don't need to bring up things in the past. You don't need to make it negative, 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 negative all the time. Yeah, a lot of times we need to be told. I love my wife. My wife tell me, she tell me, she keep it straight. Straight shooter. You wrong, you need to do X, Y, Z. I love that. I love it. And the same thing should be for everybody else. It's a two-way street. And be manipulative in relationships. Can't use, you know, sex as a weapon. Can't do that. Can't use women. You can't use sex as a weapon. That's a bad move. If you dishing it out, if you giving it up, you know, and now when you get older, things happen. You know, physical things happen when you get older. We understand it. When you starting out, if you giving it up every night, four times a week, then all of a sudden you start rationing it out. Okay, I'm giving it to you once a week, two, three times. You make that conscious decision. Just know that man might creep. He might decide to creep. So you got it. Once you start one way, you almost have to keep going that way. That's how that works. Once you start one way, you almost have to keep going that way. Understand that, sisters. I'm telling you some. Don't think that because, you know, I mean, unless you tired of him, you know, just pounding on you, then maybe he need to move. You know, if you okay with him doing it with somebody else, if you just tired of it, that's understood. Because some physical things happen with men and women. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but it does happen. But let's keep our relationship straight. Let's make our relationship strong. Let's communicate. Let's meet in the middle. Let's talk. Let's let go of our baggage. Both people are carrying baggage. Just look at it like this. It's like two people holding a trunk full of bricks and they're trying to walk. You know they can't. It's going to be, people are going to be, you know, moving up and down, left and right. They're going to be shaking because you got people bringing baggage to a relationship. So it's tough. But at some point, somebody has to say, you know what? Let's let that baggage go. Let's drop that baggage. Let's hold hands and walk forward instead of carrying a trunk full of bricks. Let's do that. Let's make our relationships work. Let's be happy. Hey, this is Jeff Thomas on the Jeff Thomas Show. Like I said, I wasn't going to keep you that long. I want to do a short relationship show. Next week, we're going to have a special guest. I'll announce that guest in the upcoming week, so you'll know who will be on the show. Of course, Relationship Thursdays. On Monday, we do our NFL show. So we're talking football, all things football. Tuesday is our regular political discussion. The voting is coming up. Y'all know the election is coming up next week. So y'all need, if you haven't early voted, go early vote. It's available right now up until November 2nd. November 3rd is the big day, baby. It's Trump or Biden, whoever you decide to vote for. That's on you. I'm not telling you who to vote for, who not to vote for. I'm not even doing that. So, you know, should you make that happen? Go out and vote. So we'll be Tuesday show. I'll have Craig May, who is a political analyst. He will be on the show and we'll be talking all things politics. So make sure you get in. That's Dr. Craig May will be on the show. He's a political analyst. He will be talking all things Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Mike Pence and all the other elected positions that's going on around the country. So that's on the next Tuesday show. Of course, Wednesday is the Black Men Talking Show. So the brothers will be in there. We'll be kicking it. And then Thursday, again, Relationship Thursday. So make sure you tune in to our show. Man, I love all y'all out there. Y'all be safe and have a safe weekend. Have a safe weekend. It's Halloween. Be safe out there. If your children are going out to trick or treat, make sure you monitor them. You know, make sure you wear your mask. And this should be great because people have on costumes. So I know we're setting our candy outside. I mean, I'm going to have the kids. They get all the candy they want. I don't care. Take all of it. So that'll be going on this weekend. But you all be safe out there. Again, this is the Jeff Thomas Show, always on time.